So let me give you an example. I'll do one for real. Let's see. Pretend I got this negative anchor here. So I'm going to do two steps. I'm going to create a series of positive anchors. Then I'm going to fire the positive anchor and negative anchor simultaneously in the nervous system. And they will collide in the brain. And what they do is the one that's strongest then dominates and eliminates the other one. Okay? So how would I anchor myself? Well, I think of a time in life when I felt really, really great, really strong. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Yes! And what I do is at the peak, I do something really unique. I don't go, yep. Okay? That's not really unique. It's very rare you're going to go, yes, with that intensity and touch that specific part of your body. So that's really unique. And I don't have to do that. I could have gone, yes, yes. Yeah, I could have done whatever. But it's what I'm choosing for me because the state I want to be is strong. So I think of another time when I felt just unstoppable because I want to get rid of the negative feeling. I think of another one, yes. I think of another one, yes. I think of another one. No, not that one. Let's see. Yes, yes. One more. Yes. Okay, now what do? Interrupt your pattern, get out of state so you can see if it works, right? And so now I got this thing. I think about it and I just go, yes! And I can feel it in my body instantly. So I got an anchor that works. If it didn't work, it's because I didn't really get fully associated. Or sometimes people like try to anchor themselves in states, you know, with triggers to take them out of state. Like they want to anchor laughing and go, ah! Okay, that's not the best anchor for that, okay? You want something more consistent, okay? So now I got this thing. So how to get rid of the negative? I do this, watch. I go, yes! And if you watch somebody when you do this, it'll freak them out if they saw what you see. So don't like, oh my God. Because what you'll see very often is one side of the face will go up, one side of the face will go down, asymmetrical. It's not going to stay that way. It's because you fired totally different sensations in the brain simultaneously. And when they collide, the ones that's strongest will collapse the other one. So, or sometimes they'll just look at you for a second like this and they'll just kind of stare at you and see almost no change. And if you just wait, hold your hands together or whatever it is you're collapsing, you watch them and then all of a sudden they'll go. You'll see this change in breath. Then you pull their hands apart or whatever it is that was being anchored. In my case, I pull this apart. Now, it's really important you stack the positive anchor. What stack means is you do more than one. Why? What if I have this super negative anchor here? And on my right side over here, I try and create a positive anchor. I think over time I felt pretty good and I go, yep, yep. Guess what? Now I'm depressed on both sides. Because this is not more powerful than this. How many follow that? Say I. You might say, well, Tony, but what if, you know, I don't know where I was touched. Maybe I wasn't touched. It's just when I'm around my boss, I freak out, man. I totally freak out. I'm or authority figures. Well, here's what you do. You create a series of positive anchors, right? And then all you have to do is, remember I taught you about files, you know, on Friday night, how your brain links things together? All you have to do is think about your boss. Every touch, every conversation is all in that file. So all you do is you got the positive anchors, you think about your boss, you think about your boss, you think about your boss. And now all of a sudden you think about your boss, you feel strong for some reason, right? And it literally will collapse it. So you don't need to know the content to get rid of something. You just reprogram the impulses in your nervous system, and that you could do literally in a couple of minutes. And I made this kind of crazy and insane and fun, but you can do this for anything in the future. And I still use this. Something comes up really bugs me, boom, I bring out my power anchor, boom, I bring out the other, back and forth, wham, I fire them both off, feelings change. Versus I could go in my head a million times trying to work that out. It'll never work doing it in your head. Never. Even if you think it does, it'll come back. This won't come back because you're literally rewired. Now, I built my whole career by doing demonstrations with a variety of tools like this. I can remember one of my early demonstrations, it was in New York City, and this woman, I used to like challenge anybody, give me your worst problem. This one woman was really, really mean. And she goes, fine, what about me? You know, I've been in therapy 6 or 7 years, let's see you solve my problem. So what's your problem? I hate my father, I hate his guts. I haven't spoken to him in 6 years. The therapist says we're making progress, but I still hate his guts. I said, well, come on up here, I'll handle it in 1 minute. She said, oh yeah, sure. She said, come over here. I grab her right hand, I yank it. She looks at me. I said, who do you like? Clearly you hate your father. Who do you like? Who do you love? And I just gradually got her in state. And then I anchored all her favorite best friends' faces and her boyfriend in this hand. Then I grabbed her left hand, I said, put your father's face in there. And she started, you could just see her face looking like this when she looked at him. And all I did was back and forth, gradually doing it. All of a sudden I grabbed her hands and just wham, pulled them together really hard. And she went like this for a second. Lasted about 5 seconds. You watched her eyes get really big. Waited, pull her hands apart. said, how do you feel about your dad? Just like I said, how do you feel about your husband? She went, I love him, of course. It was like nothing had ever gone on. I said, yeah, but what about all the things he's done to you? She said, well, I did some pretty mean things to him too, but I love him. That was it. And it looks like a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's using the human nervous system that our Creator gave us the way it was designed to be used. But no one ever taught us. We have the greatest, absolute greatest gift in the world right here. And if you like computers, you got the almost incredible computer on earth here. But the problem is no one ever gave you an owner's manual. And it's not user friendly, right? You know, so you got to know how to use it, right? That's what it really is. So, by the way, this young girl has been to, that was like 15 years ago. I think she maybe have missed two or three seminars in all those years of my coming to New York. And her father came and everything else. So she's lying on her back for 6 years. It took me a minute. Not because I'm so smart, because I'm just doing the right effective thing, the right strategy. You can do this for the rest of your life. Because I did this so fast and it was kind of playful, don't take for granted what you have right now in your right hand. You got a tool to change how you feel about anything. All you got to strengthen it, think of the other one, fire it off, and collapse it. That's a hell of a lot better than analyzing it or making yourself nuts or writing for hours in your journal.